Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a professional turned entrepreneur from Bangalore, India, Mr. K.S. Raghunandan. Raghu, welcome to the show.
Ashutosh, nice for having me.
Thank you. Raghu is the founder and chief executive officer of Elders India. He's also the founder and CEO of Elders Wealth. So Raghu, let's start talking about Elders India. Tell me a little bit about the venture and what was your motivation to start it?
Ashutosh, you know, it's got to do with, you know, what happened to me as a person. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was working with IBM and Cisco and so on. Mm-hmm. Started with my father, you know, being unwell. And in fact, one of the reasons that prompted me to come back to India mm-hmm. was the fact that I am the only son. And I thought in case of an eventuality,
right.
It will be easier for me to kind of address mm-hmm. the needs of my parents. And as my father went through multiple hospitalizations and so on, I always felt that the holistic view of an elderly patient was missing. And, you know, being a son of the attender, you will have to put multiple things together to kind of, get a view of what needs to be done. That was at the back of my mind. And at a logical point, when I had to again move out of the country to kind of pursue further career growth within the company I was working for, I thought it may be a good idea for me to just take a break and see what I can do mm-hmm. about this. And I started thinking a little more about this. Mm-hmm. Then I also felt that, while I started with healthcare as the starting point of what I wanted to do, but I also felt that elder care is a lot more than just the health alone.
Correct.
So when you talk about caring for our children, we think of a lot more than just providing food and taking care of their physical safety. So elder care is also a lot more than that. So as I delved further into it, then I thought if as an employee, as a professional, this is what I felt that there was a lack of support and what can be done to kind of help. So I was looking at from an employee point of view, from an overall demographic point of view, and from an elder care industry point of view itself. So for an employee, all of us will be able to relate, when after a few years in the job, you'll feel that, you've come to a point where there is increasing responsibility mm-hmm. that you are called upon to do. And there is always a demand on your time from that standpoint. Mm-hmm. But that's also the time when, you potentially get married and you'll have a small kid. Right. And that also, from an immediate family standpoint, also the time, mm-hmm. pressure will go up. And unfortunately, that's the time when your parents become senior citizens and they become a little more vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So all of these kinds of hits on you around the same time. Mm-hmm. And on the first two, of course, there's not much of external help that's welcome or possible. But at least on the third one, any such help will definitely be mm-hmm. welcome. Mm-hmm. If you step back, Ashutosh, look at what's happening from a demographic standpoint. Mm-hmm. It was actually startling for me to realize that the urban elderly population is growing at something like 8.5 times the average growth rate. Wow. As we speak. Mm-hmm. It's a huge, it's not 30, 40, 100%, it's 850%. So, when you look at the working age population, what they typically call dependency ratio. Mm-hmm. So earlier, let's say in 1950, they used to, for every 100 working population, they supported about 65 children, about 9 elders. Mm-hmm. In 2050, the number of elders that the working age population have to support will be even mm-hmm. more than the number of children.
Wow.
So that's a huge change that we are in the middle of. Mm. And of course, from a corporate standpoint, everyone has some sort of a child care, but very few have started to think about providing elder care. But this is the future of work when you talk about, being relevant to youngsters, even the millennials, everybody else will want to join an organization that thinks about them. Yeah, so there's a lot that the corporates will also have to do. And One of the reasons why the urban elderly population is increasing disproportionately, even compared to the rural elderly population, is because of the nuclear family. And as the single child moves into a city for a job, typically some of the parents would also move, and that's creating its own issues. Yeah. So I think there is a role that the corporates will also have to play. Yeah. And from an elder care industry standpoint, it's very, very nascent in India, by and large unorganized, and very difficult to find out who is providing which service. Forget about assessing the quality of that. Correct. And no one service provider can cover the huge, vast country that India is, and definitely not the range of services that is needed. So looking at all of this, we thought, there are multiple stakeholders when it comes to elder care. Mm-hmm. The elders themselves, the children, that those are the employees, mm-hmm. and the corporates, as we talked about, and multiple service providers themselves. If we bring all of them together into one platform and enable an ecosystem to develop for providing better elderly care, so that would help. So that was the starting point of starting the Elders
amazing
project.
Amazing. And Raghu, there is a lot of discussion and debate about different terminologies. Uh-huh. There is an old age home, there is a senior living, there is an elder care, there is assisted living. What is the difference between different formats?
Yeah, if you look at old age home, these are, typically very basic facilities are shared. Mm. Shared rooms, shared dormitories, shared bathrooms. Mm. So it's a place for housing seniors, with some basic facilities. That's what old age homes typically has come to represent. Of course, there are some flavors that come in. Mm. But when it comes to assisted living, when you are in a need for higher level of support, mm-hmm. right, even for day-to-day tasks, whether it is for grooming or bathing and so on, or when you have a degenerative medical condition that requires medical or other assistance 24/7 and on call, that's when you talk about assisted living. And senior living is when you have when you live in communities, you actually own an apartment, you have a lot of flexibility. There are libraries and special programs for seniors. You have senior-friendly facilities. Mm. And if you want to cook, you can cook at your apartment. Otherwise, you can go for networking or other reasons. You can go and have your food at the cafe and so on. Mm. So these are all, some of these terminologies that is used. And of course, there could be some overlaps, but by and large, this is where it comes to. Mm. And of course, one of the key aspects here to consider is also the affordability, mm-hmm. right? When senior living looks quite attractive, but the affordability will always be a question. Mm. These days, there is one other terminology that is used that is aging in place. Mm-hmm. In fact, a recent survey confirmed that a majority, mm-hmm. a huge majority of the elders would like to age in the existing place that they are residing in. Mm. Right. So that's one of the focus that we have in Elders India. How can we make it a little more easy for the elders to live where they want to stay and try and get some of their needs addressed, and also make it easier for the children to kind of provide support. Mm.
It is so interesting you said about, I don't remember the word you just used, but my wife and I always discuss this, and she says we should go and take another place. And I said, no, I'm very happy where I'm living, and I'm going to be carried out of this place. I'm 65. So, I'm glad you started to think about continuing to live in the same home. But Raghu, moving on, there are a lot of, in our country, and you've lived in the US, and so you know the kind of dignity that is provided to elders.
Yes. Yes.
In our country, and I'm talking now as an elder, what does one do to provide the right kind of infrastructure for elderly people? When I go and see even condominiums, modern condominiums, they have made no provision for even wheelchairs, no ramps. So I'd love to get your perspective on what needs to be done, and should the government in different states start to step in?
Absolutely. There is so much that one needs to do in this area, because we are not used to having so many seniors. You know, till recently we were just about 8-9%. Even today we are just about 10% of the population is elderly. So you it's interesting you mentioned the word dignity first, right? You know, dignity and self-respect and all that for the elderly. So one of the first things before we get into the physical infrastructure is for all of us to have the, let's say, right attitude, empathy, and humility, right? When the reason why I mentioned right attitude is that when we talk about, you know, providing care for our parents, we are not doing a favor, right? So in fact, you know, whether it's in our scriptures or in any other culture, right? You know, we what the parents have done to us, you can't pay back in 100 years. Absolutely. Right? So if every son and daughter, you know, takes care of their parents, right, 80% of the problem is solved. Okay. And other is, you know, when we say empathy, you know, we should do whatever we do, it from the heart. Right, you know, talk to them, understand their needs, whether it is unexpressed or expressed. Do something proactive, right? So even a child, you know, when it's trying to do something, you know, it tries to push your hand away when it wants to do it by its own. And most of the elders also, any adults would want to feel control of themselves. So we need to understand that and help them with that. So as individuals, we need to probably, you know, develop that mindset, have a little bit more patience, don't make fun of them if there is a cognitive impairment and so on and so forth. So that's the second one. And the third one, you know, when it comes to dignity is, you know, there is a treasure of life lessons with elders, right? So when we ask questions, when we spend time with them, no doubt they will feel a little more valued, but the benefit is not all for them. There's a lot that we can gain. These are some of the things that we can do. And of course, you know, from an infrastructure standpoint, you know, there's a lot that can be done by the government and the communities. In fact, you know, in some small way, you know, these initiatives do tend to happen. But I think what is lacking, Shutosh, is the ecosystem has to develop, right? You know, there has to be a lot more collaboration, a lot more, you know, concerted actions that all of us would need to come together and take. And, you know, what we are trying to do here is one such initiative.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. And yet, you know, I'm going to skip to elders' wealth a little bit, because I was talking to somebody and they were saying that in the US by 2030, 80% of the wealth will be in the hands of people over 60, right? And that same thing is beginning to happen here. I've often told young marketers that, you know, the whole focus is on young people, but the money is in the hands of the 60 plus. So I'd like to get your perspective on, with wealth sitting in the hands of the seniors or elders, how do you start to look at their needs and their requirements?
Absolutely. You know, you know, you hit the nail on the head. You know, at 60, if you have been very successful, whether it's career or business, you will have a substantial wealth. Of course, you know, with the number of children coming down, the number of ways it will get distributed will also kind of come down, and therefore there is concentration that happens. But it's a huge business opportunity at one level to look at, and therefore you know, it's a very still very largely untapped opportunity. Of course, you know, if you look at from an elder's point of view, you know, you also need to kind of change your mindset a little bit and spend a little more, right? So, and for that, you know, there is, the industry will have to probably provide more opportunities. These days, you know, there are some specific, you know, actions in this area. There are quite a few travel companies who are focused exclusively on elders, you know, on making it elder friendly, not having too much of walking and having some doctor on board and so on and so forth. So there are ways that, you know, we can tap this opportunity. And there's also a good reason why we should be taking care of them well.
Correct. Well said. My other question to you is that there is another aspect that I've been seeing and reading. Is this whole challenge of mental health that is beginning to get much, much more evident and noticed as people are getting older. What are your perspectives on what needs to be done?
See, well, you know, there was one study that got done in Harvard over 75 years, you know, on what is the reason for happiness.
Right.
It's not health. It's not wealth. It is the kind of, it's the quality of relationships that you have. Right? This is true for everybody. Correct. And especially for elders, it becomes even more a challenging issue because you probably do not have as much ability, you know, to move around and mingle with people and find people of your interest, your age that easily. So if we address the social needs, social connect needs of elders, much of the problem will start to solve by itself. And apart from the fact that, you know, the family itself, you know, just by talking to them, spending time with them and trying to understand their needs and asking questions, etc., a lot of this gets resolved. So one of the challenges why, you know, mental health and related issues are coming up is also that we are becoming a lot more nuclear in the family structures, right? Earlier, when a large number of people are there within the house, a lot of this will just get addressed by itself.
Correct.
But when you start getting uprooted and when, you know, elderly parents by themselves are staying, right? And then, you know, children are there in another city, often in another country, you know, this starts to play on your mind and, you know, this social isolation and the lack of social connect opportunities become very, very, a significant issue for them. And of course, you can look at counseling and other interventions.
Yeah,
we do have them in Elders India, but I think prevention is better than cures. If we understand this, you know, and do some proactive actions well before it becomes a serious mental health issue, calling for interventions, it's always better.
Well said. My next question to you, Raghu, is that, you know, I believe there is a lot of technology that is now being used to protect elders. You know, someone falls down in a bathroom, someone has an emergency, there is an SOS switch.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what is the kind of technology available and how easy is it to access it?
I think, you know, the biggest reason why aging in place we talked about earlier is possible today is because of technology.
Okay.
Right. And now if technology didn't exist, all of this wouldn't have been possible.
Correct.
Of course, right from, you know, just making your home senior friendly, be it at a very physical level, just make it, let's say, less slippery. Things that you could do, have some grab bars and so on. But more importantly, make it smart home. You know, you have a very cheap cameras available, sensors available, which can monitor the patient safety. As you rightly said, there are IoT devices for fall alerts and two-way communication. Look, when somebody has fallen, just the fact that, you know, it is possible, you know, to dial them, because, you know, you get alerts and you can just, you know, talk to them. Just a reassuring voice, if you just hear that, itself will settle them down quite a bit, right? And so to have a response possible within the first hour is very, very crucial for, you know, for the quality of life for the elders. So and of course, you know, for people with you know, dementia and that kind of diseases, in case, you know, the elder goes out of the house and, you know, doesn't find you know, the way back, all these devices, you know, will help them track and, you know, can bring them back to safety. So a lot of technology interventions are possible. And of course, Elders India itself, for example, is leveraging technology because, you know, we are providing a platform that's making the it convenient for the stakeholders. So a lot of possibilities.
So tell me a little bit about more about the kind of technologies Elders India is using. And what are you doing?
Okay, so what Elders India does is looking, as I told you, we're bringing all the stakeholders together, and each of these stakeholders have their own way to kind of extract value from this. For example, from an employee standpoint, you would need to look at, you know, what kind of services that you can avail, you know, we, right from home healthcare to safety security. Some of these devices, you know, can get integrated. Emergency responses, we talked about. There is social connect opportunities. There is also recreational opportunities, if you talk about, because elder care to us is a lot more than healthcare alone. And also financial security, the elders' wealth that we talk about, that also sits on the platform. Yeah. So it looks at it holistically. And from an employee standpoint, so regardless of where you're based, you know, in another country or another city, you can track any of these, you know, whether the service request has been acknowledged by the service provider, has it been scheduled, has it been delivered, and so on and so forth. And you can really keep track of that. And there are also, you know, communities that that within the platform that you can be part of, which can enable you to have meaningful interchange of views and, you know, educate yourself on specific, you know, areas of interest. It could be healthcare related, could be any other, you know, topics of interest. So there are ways to connect and make it possible for an employee or the elder to kind of address their needs. But when it comes to the service providers, because I told you this is quite unorganized, it helps them to reach out to these, you know, the elders and their children a lot easier because many of them do not really have access to technology. So we'll become an IT provider for them, you know, and then at the press of a button, they could announce their presence in another city. So it just makes it so much easier. And even from a corporate standpoint, we have the dashboards for them to kind of see which of these services are being utilized and so on and so forth. So technology makes it possible.
Absolutely. So Raghu, got time for one more question, and I want to come to Elders Wealth. And I'm going to pose a challenge that I have asked a lot of wealth managers myself. I said, you know, as one gets older, one's risk appetite changes. So we need a product where you give the money to someone to manage and they give you a monthly annuity.
Yes.
There is nobody who offers that. Everyone says, put it into mutual funds, put it into this, put it into that. At the end of the year, take out a big lump sum. And I say, why can't there be no product that gives me a monthly income from whatever my corpus may be? Tell me a little bit about what Elders Wealth can do for elders.
See, Elders Wealth looks at the financial situation one is in and look, you know, recommend appropriate products. So at a basic level, there are multiple products available. Correct. Whether it's senior citizen savings schemes that PSU banks offer, or you know, Vaya Vandana that you can get it from, you know, LIC, there is the Government of India floating rate bonds, there are post office, you know, monthly savings schemes. There are also annuity plans that, you know, many of those, you know, insurance companies give. But beyond all of that, you know, what is probably under leverage is, you know, the bonds and the corporate FDs and so on. So we look at, you know, depending on the corpus available, because some of the earlier, some of the products that I mentioned has a cap,
correct,
but some of them do not have. And so we look at all of this and suggest what's best to address the monthly income, you know, needs of the elders. So, and even, you know, some of the products, like even the traditional products, whether it is ULIP or anything else, there are quite a few innovations that I'm seeing there where if you did all of these investments early enough, of course, if you're already a senior citizen, you know, the products that I mentioned already is the way to go. But it's also possible, and it should be something that all of us should be looking at to plan for one's retirement life much earlier, so it becomes that much more easier. So products are available, and okay. We do help.
Okay. So Raghu, on that note, thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me at such length about all the good work that you're doing for elders in our country. I mean, I just love the way you decided to give up everything and come back to look after your aging father, and I think that's culturally something which is so positive in our country. Thank you for talking to me about some of the challenges the elders are facing. And thank you for talking to me about the possibility of an annuity, which I shall explore with you separately in future.
Sure.
Thank you again and good luck.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.